Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Friday, February the 10th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Zomato's consolidated net loss for Q3 FY23 widened to Rs. 347 crore against Rs. 63 crore registered in the same quarter last year and Rs. 251 crore in the second quarter of the fiscal. Zomato, as you know, is an online food delivery platform. The company's revenue from operations surged 75% to 1948 crore year on year, and sequentially revenue grew by 17%. Adjusted EBITDA loss increased to 265 crore in December quarter as compared to 192 crore in the quarter ended September 2022 and 272 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, meaning sequentially it was down marginally by 2%. Analysts at Kotak Institutional Equities were expecting a consolidated net loss of Rs. 500 crore on an operating loss of 463 crores. So the numbers were fairly higher than expectation. The big improvement came in the food delivery business, and Blinkit continues to be a pain point from a profitability perspective. Zomato shares gained about 14% since Tuesday this week, when the founder Dipinder Goyal hinted at profitability. In that context, these numbers justify the surge in stock price. Although losses have expanded, the management says it still feels confident about reaching adjusted EBITDA breakeven by Q2 FY24 as per their earlier estimate. This is for the food delivery business and excludes the Blinkit business, which is the quick commerce business, which will continue to bleed. The management added that they have not changed their goalpost of getting to adjusted EBITDA margin of 4 to 5% of gross order value in the food delivery business in the medium term. Let's now look at the breakdown of numbers across food delivery business and the quick commerce business. For the food delivery business, which is its mainstay right now with majority of revenues coming from there, the gross order value growth was 22% year on year, but quarter on quarter growth was unflattering at a mere 1%. The management said that the growth was driven by both order volumes and average order value, but the muted quarter-on-quarter growth was because of an industry-wide slowdown in the food delivery business since late October, that is after Diwali. Does this hint a structural change in the growth trajectory for the company? Well, the management does not think so. The management said in its quarterly note that we believe that the long-term opportunity remains large and exciting. We think that the current slowdown is a result of a few temporary factors. One, macro slowdown for the mid-market segment. Two, boom in dining out for the premium end. And three, boom in travel at the premium end. To defend this position, the management also added that the number of power customers, meaning customers with annual order frequency of more than 50 orders, grew to 2.7 million last calendar as compared to 1.8 million in the previous year. Similarly, last calendar, the company added 23 million new customers, which takes its total customer count to 58 million. Unfortunately, I don't have the last quarter numbers to add any nuanced comment on this. Now, park that aside, and what is surely visible in the Q3 result is that profitability is improving for the food delivery business. Contribution margin as a percentage of gross order value improved from 4.5% in Q2 to 5.1% in Q3, that is the December quarter. So the food delivery adjusted EBITDA grew significantly to 23 crores compared to 2 crore reported in Q2 FY23. According to the management, the improvement in contribution in Q3 was largely driven by growth in average order value plus efficiencies on the cost side, which more than compensated for the marginally lower customer delivery charges. So you will hear a lot about contribution margin in these new age companies. What is contribution? It is the additional revenue generated by selling each additional unit after the company has achieved break-even. How does Zomato improve contribution margin? By increasing its average order value and saving on cost as it increases in scale. So how is Zomato driving these cost efficiencies? By cutting back on growth. In the month of January, Zomato exited 225 smaller cities, which contributed 0.3% of gross order value in Q3. The management said the performance of these cities was not very encouraging in the past few quarters, and they did not feel the payback period on these investments in these cities was acceptable, so they have pulled back. Now the not so palatable part of Zomato's business, the Blinkit business, which Zomato acquired in August last year. Gross order value here grew 18% quarter on quarter to 1749 crore, while the revenue grew 29%. Average order value was up year on year, but down marginally quarter on quarter, and monthly transacting customers were up. Most importantly, adjusted EBITDA loss here reduced to 227 crore from 259 crore in the previous quarter, and contribution margin stood at a negative 13% compared with negative 17% in the September quarter. So, losses have reduced. The management talked about revenue potential in Blinkit through advertising, etc., which is a positive. But here we need to see a far more credible path to profitability emerge. This will be a key monitorable for the coming quarters. For now, I would say the company seems largely on track. Now come to the valuation part. I'm really not sure how to value these companies. I think the best way is to look at these companies quarter to quarter and set small milestones. It is definitely good that better sense is coming to rule strategy for these new age companies. But the fact that now Zomato itself is pulling back from some 225 cities tells us that there has been gross overestimation of the market size, based on which all these new age companies like Zomato have got valued when they came to the bourses. Besides, a long-term discounted cash flow-based valuation, which is what analysts do, is really meaningless because we do not know how these businesses will evolve or get disrupted in future. I hear a lot of investors say, if you take a long-term view, you will make money in these stocks. I think it's exactly the opposite. For now, Zomato seems to have a moat, but we cannot say for sure this business model will sustain and project far out in the future. These are not stocks you should therefore buy and hold, but look at them quarter to quarter, tweak your strategy, because these are at best low to reasonable conviction bets with high degree of both risk and reward. But as I said, for now, the management seems to be walking the talk. So that's good news. That's all from me today. Have a great weekend. Catch you next week.